Here we are, the Tuesday edition of the Business of the Week on 97.7 The Bolt, and we've got Murray Law, and we've got Noelle Murray and Tammy in from Murray Law. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
We got touched a little bit about yesterday. You are not just in Iowa. You can practice in multiple states. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Well, Tammy is my sister, and she is licensed in Texas and Arizona.
Okay.
I am licensed in Iowa and Missouri and Illinois.
And is that unusual? Most people, I think, most lawyers just center on one state. They work on things in one area. That's a little unusual that you guys have this kind of wide that you cover, where you cover.
It is. I think it's something that not most firms around offer. It's probably more common on a border, like Iowa-Illinois border, than you're likely to find someone licensed in both states. But here in Pocahontas, where we practice primarily, I think it is unusual.
Yeah, because you're not really close to, it's not like, you said Iowa and Missouri, border states, so that's something. Do you find that as something you need, that comes in handy, that you use a lot of, that you do practice a lot more other states that have to do with multi-state situations?
It has come in handy a handful of times. I'm practicing actively in Illinois and Iowa, so I guess that's helpful, and that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, well, really, and Missouri is where you first practiced.
Right, that's where I got my start.
Law school. Yeah.
Texas is where.
That's where I got my start, was Texas.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, give us a little bit of your background. Where did you get where did you go to school, and where did you get your degrees?
I attended law school in Houston, Texas, at South Texas College of Law, and I then got married right after I graduated and took the bar exam in Missouri. So I practiced in Missouri for the first 10 years and then moved back to Iowa City. I went to undergraduate school at the University of Iowa and practiced there for about 20 years and then decided to open a satellite office when COVID hit so I could spend more time with my parents, who were originally from Pocahontas County.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up here.
Explain a little the differences of practicing law in different states. I'm sure that there are different subjects and different topics that come up in different areas, or is it all pretty much the same?
It is not all pretty much the same. Generally speaking, we're in the same country, so there are a lot of general premises, I think, that are the same and apply across the board. But family law is very different in Texas. You can have a jury trial for a family law case in Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in Iowa, we treat things very differently. They're both pretty conservative states, but interestingly, really handle different scenarios like step-parent rights and same-sex marriages very differently.
And it's probably different than you go to a state like Illinois, which is not as conservative as, say, Iowa or Missouri or Texas, and it's probably different there as well.
Yes. Right. I don't practice any family law in Illinois right now, but yes, I believe their laws there are different.
Okay. I've always wanted to know this. So you're practicing lawyers. Go to court. Probably don't go to court as much as they say, like would you would see on TV shows. You know, every week on Law and Order, they are always in court. Does it happen that way, or is it different?
I think it depends on the area of law. For example, when I got out of school and practiced, it was criminal law. I was in court every day.
Oh, okay.
Every single day for years. Whereas when you're doing something more transactional, you're not in court much, if at all, in some areas. And then, for example, I mean, even with the states, I don't really think it's filing, but there's not a lot of appearing before a judge.
Sure. And things have evolved over the years, and particularly, I think, since COVID hit.
Sure.
And people are working remotely. But the courts in Iowa moved to electronic filing in 2015. And that I was in court every day as well, at least every day that they had a judge in town. If it was a small town like Pocahontas, they only have a judge in maybe once a week. But I was there every week. But with COVID now, the judges are much more inclined to set up a Zoom hearing, especially for motion hearings and uncontested matters, because there's just no need to spend the money, the time, the gas to go all the way to court. And I miss that sometimes. I miss the camaraderie with other lawyers. And because I don't really like lawyers at all, I then don't miss it at all. So there's that.
I've never heard a lawyer say that they don't like other lawyers.
There are some that are likable. There are some not worth this, your time.
I'm going to tell you, this is what is obviously different about your law firm than, say, other law firms. I think you guys take have a healthy sense of humor about everything, and that's good to know. How do people, if they want to, after hearing this, how would they not want to use your services? How do they get a hold of you to get to use your services?
Well, our phone number is 319-366-8493, and that covers both offices.
Cedar Rapids and Pocahontas.
That's right.
And you have a website.
We do. It is murraylaw.legal.
There we go. Noelle and Tammy from Murray Law in the Business of the Week this week on 97.7 The Bolt.